Born in 1934 in Gloucester in a street called Alma Place, which is just off the Bristol Road. Unfortunately, probably about 10 minutes walk to Fielding and Platt.
How did you first learn about Fielding and Platt, Ron? Did you know anybody that worked there, or how could you find out about them?
At the time, no, but I went to the Central Technical School, where Fielding took a lot of their apprentices from, and we were interviewed at the Central Technical School, and from there I was offered an apprenticeship.
So actually the interviewer then came to your school rather than you had to go to Fielding and Platt property then?
Yes.
Ah, that's interesting, that. Ron, can you remember who interviewed you?
Yes, it was Mr. Fairbrother, and we were interviewed at school, and we met up again on the first day that we started work. Fairbrother was a bit of a disciplinarian, and in fact, it was more disciplinary than even being at school.
Oh, good heavens. Well, perhaps that was a good thing. You young lads been going to set adrift in a factory. At what year did you start, Ron?
1949.
Okay. How did you travel to work, Ron? Obviously, it wasn't that far. Can you tell me and any interesting things that you remember along the way? Any sights or sounds or any other factories, shops, railway tracks, etc.?
For the first 2 years, I always walked to work with a friend of mine, Don Williamson, who was also from Central and an apprentice. We started together. After about 2 years, I'd saved enough cash to go and buy a bicycle from the famous Williams Bicycle Shop, which was adjacent to Fielding's and next to the fish and chip shop. So I started to ride, cycle to work. One of the problems we had there were so many bicycles, including the works manager, is that you had a job to find a space. If you were late, you'd had it.
Wonderful, wonderful. About factories along the road, Ron, Bristol Road, there must have been a few factories along there. Do you have to come by?
Yeah, all the way through. When I lived in even on a place, I knew about the factories. The big one, of course, was the Wagon Works, probably employing over 1,000 people. And of course, then we had Morelands, where Sammy's Angels worked, and that was a sight when you came out on a lunchtime to see all the girls parading up and down, and certainly on a night going home as well. And we were all on our bicycles riding probably 4 abreast along the Bristol Road, and we were waved to and shouted at.
Wonderful. I feel quite envious.